Welcome to The Lid from Meet the Press. I'm Carrie Dan. So, if you're keeping an eye on congressional negotiations about a COVID relief bill, this week is probably going to be a roller coaster, at least for those, and it's most Americans, who think the American economy desperately needs a shot in the arm. But speaking of shots in the arm, one part of that calculation in Congress is about vaccines, namely how to fund their distribution and how long it will take before enough people get a vaccine to make a difference for public health and for the economic recovery. A major hurdle to that, that we've been talking about for a while now, is resistance among some people to taking the vaccine. After all, you've got some real cross currents going on here, right? You've got traditional anti-vaxxers who have been around and very vocal and skeptical since the time of the polio vaccine. You've got Democrats who don't maybe trust Donald Trump and are worried that the vaccine was rushed for political purposes. And you'll likely have Republicans who don't trust whatever President-elect Joe Biden says about getting a vaccine. Plus, you've got to mix in there communities of color, specifically Black Americans, who may not be all that enthusiastic about getting stuck in the arm after a long and sordid history in the past of exploitation in medical experimentation. But I do have some good news on this front, which is that people's confidence in taking the vaccine appears to be going up. According to a new Pew Research Center study, 6 in 10 Americans now say that they intend to get a COVID vaccination if it's available. That's up from about 5 in 10 in September. Of course, that leaves about 40% who are on the other side of the coin. But there's a little bit of decent news there, too. Of those who say they wouldn't get a vaccine if it was available today, about half say they might. They just need to learn more information about it. That leaves about 21% of Americans who say they don't want a vaccine and they don't think they're going to change their minds. Now, among those who say, yep, I will get a vaccine when it's available, there are some important breakdowns. Men are more likely than women to say they'd definitely get one if it was available today. Democrats are more likely than Republicans. Those with the highest education levels are more likely than those with lower education levels. And remember what I mentioned before about communities of color? The group most likely to say they would get a vaccine is Asian Americans at about 8 in 10. For whites and Hispanics, it's about 6 in 10. But for African Americans, just 4 in 10. And that is a big gap. And it's particularly striking because Black Americans in the same survey are also much more likely than those of other races to know someone who has died or was hospitalized with the virus. It all means there's a lot of work left to be done on convincing Americans of the vaccine safety and this may be the hardest part, actually distributing it. Hopefully, in the end, it all adds up to millions and millions of shots in the arm. That's a lid for us. If you'd like to hear more of this free audio briefing, you can always download us on your favorite podcast app.